2016, which is from the controller, and it's an update on the 2010 fiscal status. It's informational.
Chairman Thomas, members of the committee, this is just an update to where we were projecting the county's overall surplus deficit. In December, we issued the third quarter projected estimate for Milwaukee County for 2010, and that was of a deficit of $4.4 million. Certain changes have occurred since then, which has reduced the deficit down to approximately $2 million. The largest of these is an additional $2.9 million from a WMCR settlement for BHD and DHHS. WMCR is the Wisconsin Medicaid cost reporting for BHD, and so additional funds that they have received from their cost reports that they filed. State is attempting to get more funds and help make up for the differences between what the Medicaid cost rates are and the dollars amount we are submitting as our actual cost. And they were able to get us more dollars over and above what the basic Medicaid rate reimbursements were. And that was an additional $2.9 million that we were not aware of earlier. Fringe benefits, that's an increasing projection. I'm hoping to complete this week where we are ended up for fringes for the year, but I'm increasing that projection up by $1 million. However, on the other side, sales tax we are reducing that projection by $1 million. We were at a $3 million projected deficit, and now we're at a $4 million projected deficit. We did get our notification of our January payment yesterday, and so we'll probably, that was $4.9 million for sales tax, and we were projecting that we would get $5.6 million for that one. So we still have 1 month left to go, which is for December sales, which will be paid to us in February. But we were looking for better news than the $4.9 million. Right now, we're in line to receive very close to what we received in 2009 for sales taxes. So very little, maybe a 1% or 2% over 2009 actuals. So the other things that I wanted to mention is with regards to the pension contribution. We had been talking during the year that the contribution that the county had budgeted was $3.7 million over the actuarial requirement. However, in further research on this, we found in the county ordinances, Chapter 201, that basically says that we have to pay to the retirement system what was budgeted and then amortize the difference over 5 years. However, the county board could, in the March cycle, make a resolution to make a change to that if they wanted to use a portion of those funds to offset the deficit. There was proposed in the fringe benefit budget in 2011 that any differences between what the actuarial estimate was and what the projected or what the budget was would be first going towards any deficit, and then the remainder would be going to the stabilization fund. The stabilization fund was created as part of the pension obligation bonds, and we currently have $6 million in the stabilization fund, and so additional dollars could be placed in there. So there is a possibility that we could come back in the March cycle and make a change to the ordinances. That would probably also have to go before the Pension Study Commission, but not before the Pension Board. This is just a decision of the county regarding its contribution. The last item I wanted to mention is you had a discussion regarding the land sales. The land sales for the UWM Innovation Park, just to note to the committee that we need to receive those funds by February 28th. In order for those to be counted towards 2010. Those funds are all budgeted in 2010. 3.8 was direct as an offset to property taxes, and the remainder was funded to capital projects, and we're currently checking to see if all of those funds were spent towards the capital projects, but at the very least, $3.8 million would be a deficit as a result of the if the sale was not completed by February 28th.
Any questions? Supervisor Smith?
Well, just on that, since we spent time on this in the committees, so, you know, we get from you the straight facts, so, you know, make statements how much this means if the UWM deal doesn't go through. It's a $5 million payment, and why is it only 3.8 deficit then?
It could potentially be $5 million. What we're currently looking at right now is $3.8 million was in the general fund as an offset to the bottom line. And the remaining would be $1.2 million was put towards capital projects. Most of those capital projects were funding for O'Donnell Park. So we're looking to see what our current expenditures. There will be expenditures of that amount, but in essence, if you didn't fund it out of 2010, you'd have to fund it out of 2011. So right now we're telling you it's probably a $5 million bottom line hit. Related to not settling by February 28th. We are currently, I'll say it that way, it'll be a $5 million hit to the bottom line. We're currently looking at to see if any of the expenditures towards the capital projects were not done, and we could inform you that later. But I think the impression I would leave you with is that it would be a $5 million hit to the bottom line if the settlement did not occur by February 28th.
So I just want to make sure that that's a comment that can be made based upon what your figures are. And then, of course, it has an impact on 2011, obviously, too, if we go into much more deficit mode here for 2010.
Correct. Okay. It would have an impact on 2012, more likely. Any deficit from 2010
would roll over
to 12.
Okay. Well, we'll have our own challenges in 2011. The other question I had, Mr. Chairman, thank you, is on the I got two other things since we have you here about budgeting and your expertise and maybe Mr. K knows this too, but you know with this whole the pension situation, and it's certainly smart how we did it and the timing we did it with the pension obligation bonds and putting the stabilization fund was I think a key component of this that we all really spent time and made sure was there. We got $6 million there, which is wonderful to see. I'm wary to play with that a little bit, but you're saying that if we make some adjustments, you'd come to us in March. Does the Pension Study Commission, is it necessary to have their input before? Can we vote independently is what I'm saying, so I'd like to see some coordination with this rather than us making something. And I know we don't have to follow the Pension Study Commission or that dynamics. Maybe Mr. Katie's able more to talk about that. If you're bringing something in March, I'm looking forward to this already and trying to formulate what I think on this. I think it's a pretty important move to make here.
The question, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, was that if you do those changes to the ordinance, does
right.
affect Chapter 201, would it need to go to the Pension Study Commission? It would need to go to the Pension Study Commission, therefore, prior to the county board.
Okay, well, that was my question. They should opine on if that's the term right before we would take it on ourselves. Okay. And then the thank you. And then the last thing I have is, you know, we forever talk about the last year until next year. I understand sales tax is 3 months behind, and you know, sales tax is always great in December. So I hope we can start figuring out that you know we get our big boost in December when we try to figure out our budget, because that's the best month. I mean, why does everybody have fundraising in December? Because that's when you get most of your money, okay? And most of the sales are done. Sales taxes are always up in December, so it's to kind of average it and say, well, we don't know. We know December is going to be a lot better based on five-year projections, too. So I think we can think of that in the future, too, is my two cents. But then the other thing here is that we, I don't know, we just hide the terrible inevitability here if that union concessions considerations, I would say, are not made in our budgeting coming on here, that the fiscal ramifications of that, I mean, you know, are we crying chicken here? I mean, we've gone through this whole process. We haven't had, we supposedly been bleeding $1 million a month. The furloughs make up a large part of that. But I know if, the question being, are we, how are we budgeting? And from your viewpoint, does it mean that necessary layoffs have to happen? I'll find out more in personnel, I'm sure, tomorrow too. But to put you on the spot here, kind of in projecting for 2011, if these things don't happen, the multiplier effect, you know, non-union people have taken all these other things with the additional health, the 2 to 1.6 and the multiplier. 80% of our people have not. So it has a terrific implications for the budget we tried to mitigate and had, you know, all the time we spent on in finance trying to say, you know, I know we're not going to realize all this because all this, almost all this has to be collectively bargained, okay? But at the same time, we did some things, the OPEB liability, and tried to cushion this. But, you know, what is the projection if nothing happens with their unions as far as you're coming back to us and saying, well, here's my projections for starting off for 2011?
I'll make my comments, then I'll have
Mr. Regini,
Regini make his.
Thank you.
The 2011 budget had two actions within it. One was furlough days, which would be instituted for those unions that had not accepted the 2010 fringe benefit changes. So the 2010 fringe benefit changes that were not accepted by December 31st, furlough days would be instituted. At the beginning of pay period three, which started 2 weeks ago, furlough days were instituted, and that was mainly for AFSCME DC 48 members, for the Sheriff's Union, and for the firefighters. The Sheriff's Union and firefighters, most of them were exempted from that. For the DC 48, about 1,500 people had 26 days of furlough days placed into the system for them. That was to offset the 2010 related items. For 2011 related items, the budget called for potentially either additional furlough days, layoffs, or other methodologies to achieve that savings. Right now, our department has discussed it, and what we're currently looking at is that we have been told that there is a large number of people that potentially could be retiring in the next 2 months, and that we would potentially be looking at those positions and holding those positions vacant, and so we're going to be analyzing that, and I would defer to Mr. Regini.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Mr. Mansky is absolutely correct. I just want to add a couple points, kind of going first back to 2010. You know, this is the time of year we joke in our department, we don't know, we get confused when we do our checkbook what year to write, because we're in multiple years. But the 2010, as Mr. Mansky puts the deficit number together, just keep in mind as we get closer to zero, all of the corrective actions that were put in place by this county board to get us there. So we are overcoming a huge hurdle in the deficit we're experiencing because of the labor concessions. However, we're getting to zero because some good things happened, like the Wimker settlement that we just spoke about, like fringe improving. But a large reason of why we're getting there is because of the corrective actions that have been put in place. So I just wanted to remind everyone that. The second thing on 2010, please also keep in mind that Mr. Mansky stressed it's a preliminary number. The only thing we've included in this update are large issues that have come to our attention that we're confident about. You'll notice that on the table that we present, most of the figures still reflect the September 30th quarterly reports that were presented to us by departments. So the departments are still finalizing their numbers and working with Mr. Mansky. So we still don't have a firm number for you, and some of those departmental numbers may shift. They likely will shift. So I just want to emphasize that. In terms of 2011, it's important to keep in mind the offsets that we have in place. The 2010 wage and benefit savings were offset, as Mr. Mansky said, by the furlough days. And we'll monitor that very, very carefully. We learned a lot in 2010. I think we were successful in our furlough plan, and we're going to monitor very closely, both on the savings that are achieved and the impact it has on the departments. The area we don't have a specified offset is the pension contribution. And that's about off the top of my head, it's about $2.5 million levy impact. So that's something we're watching. The other area we don't have an offset is on retiree health care. Supervisor Schmidt alluded to the OPEB reduction. Part of the savings that were budgeted in the 2011 budget as it pertains to retirees are hung up in labor, in the labor concessions, because the words "and retirees" still are in the contracts, even though those contracts have expired. We can't implement those savings for retirees until those contracts are actually settled. So that's something we're monitoring very carefully. The other thing that was discussed are the, well, it's not an operating budget item, the 2011, the $5 million from UWM for the capital projects. Some of those capital projects that were funded with that money are very important. As was talked about, there are other options out there that we're exploring. So that's another open issue. And finally, perhaps the biggest open issue that will begin to get some clarity in February is the state budget. The 2011 budget was largely passed on the assumption of status quo from the state. And we'll see. We'll see. We'll be monitoring that very, very closely and working with intergovernmental relations to make sure any negative impact on the county is made very clear to the state. However, those are all the negative issues. There's also some positive developments that we'll continue to monitor. You know, kind of the trend over the past 3 years in the county is bad things happen early, good things happen late. So we'll be monitoring very closely. Mr. Mansky talked about the retirees. At this point, our department is not recommending any corrective action other than the ones that are currently in place. We have a corrective action plan as regards to spending. We're monitoring all hiring, but it's just too early to make any definitive statements about where we'll end up in 2011.
Supervisor Smith?
Thank you very much. Appreciate all the information.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I would just make one comment that I would need a whole lot more information than is given in this paragraph if we have to look at
pension
and,
yeah,
and any changes.
Yeah.
There's just not enough information there. And I assume we'd get a lot more information if we're going to be asked to revisit that. And the only other question I have, has this been moved to the place we see on that?
There is no action.
Then I would make that motion.
Any further questions, comments on the motion, Madam Clerk?
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion received and placed on file, 5-0.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey?
Are we finished with the agenda items?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm making a motion.